This audio is around needing to make or receive a certain amount of money by a specific date. So I need X amount of money by this deadline. And you're feeling all the feelings and sensations that come with that. And before we even get into the actual guided practice, I want to name that we get to honor deadlines, right? We get to honor due dates. These are very real human things that are part of our human experience of bills being paid on certain dates and having these deadlines, whether it's your ego giving the deadline or it's, you know, a system or a structure or someone that you're paying that has that deadline set up to be paid. And of course, if you're someone that has clients paying you or customers paying you, you also appreciate receiving your payments, quote unquote, on time when it's due, right? So we get to honor all of that. I'm not telling you to ignore deadlines or ignore due dates or anything like that at all. And the point of these audios is to help you go from a dysregulated state in your nervous system, which also creates the survival response where the more creative, solution-oriented, problem-solving, clarity-focused parts of your brain are actually offline when you're in that triggered, activated, highly charged, dysregulated state. So we want to help regulate your nervous system so that those parts of your brain that are more creative and solution-oriented and have the clarity and more of a expansive perspective, like a bird's eye view, as opposed to just the very narrow tunnel vision that happens when you're dysregulated and all your body is really focused on is survival. We want to bring those parts of your brain back online. And we also want to open you up to the expansiveness of like money is coming for you. So money is coming in for you. Money is coming for you. And you get to have that money. Right. And sometimes we also put, so you can listen to this audio, whether it's like, I literally have a fucking bill to pay tomorrow or next week. You can listen to this anytime because sometimes we jump ahead and we're thinking about, I don't know if the money that I just made is going to cover my bills in 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. And so if you're any kind of like future tripping, stressing, worrying, feeling the pressure, the rush, the forcing, feeling like you have to do things you don't want to do or launch when you don't want to launch or take on clients you don't want to take on just to make the money and hit the deadline, right? Or you can also listen to this if you are feeling internal pressure to hit a sales goal, or you've set this big, juicy, mind-blowing goal, or even the goal that you've set for the container here, and you're feeling this pressure of like, well, I said I was going to do it this month, or I said I was going to have, you know, 30K month, 10K month, 5K month, 100K month, whatever it be. And you're feeling all of that like built up pressure with this looming deadline, and you're starting to freak the fuck out, and you're starting to look at the numbers and crunch the numbers and check the stats, and like your brain is starting to go into all these places and freaking out, like, what if this money doesn't come? What if this doesn't happen? What if I can't pay this? And if you've ever had an experience in the past where you didn't hit a deadline and that created some kind of like quote unquote catastrophe for you, where you missed a bunch of payments or you overdrafted a bunch of times. Hi, I've also been there myself. I get it. So we want to stop your brain from spiraling. We want to regulate your nervous system and invite those creative, solution-oriented, more divine, higher parts of your brain, the divine brain, I like to call it, back online, get you connected back to your soul, your pussy, your eros, where that part of you knows, that divine part of you, your soul, knows that magic and miracles are possible. And it's duality, right? We get to, through this practice, when you feel safe, when your animal body is tended to, those parts of your brain can open up to something that's more mysterious, metaphysical, miraculous, magical, mind-blowing, and those creative solution-oriented parts of your brain can also then be available to look at the mindset and, you know, what are your thoughts and your beliefs and what are your standards and your norms that you're currently experiencing? Are you setting a goal and then dropping your standards? And also being available to look at strategies that feel good for you. Again, we're not here to be like, well, what do I need to do to make the money? You get to reframe that of like, what, I don't know, it's almost the same words, but with a different energy. It's like, what do I have to do that I don't want to do to make the money, as opposed to, ooh, what do I get to do to make this money? Like, what are the strategies that turn me on? What feels like it's in alignment with my soul, my body, my eros, or your human design or your astrology or whatever? If there's a system that you like to follow, that stuff can come online. So again, I want to explain that there's a big difference, and I even want you to feel into your body and in your energy and in your nervous system the difference between these two statements. I need to make this money by this date. So feel what that feels like versus this money's coming. Like, it's inevitable. The money is coming. How does that feel in your system? Right? The almost need, the desperation, the oh my God, this needs to come in. Like, right the fuck now. Why isn't it coming in? And can come with resentment, anger, feeling victimized, feeling powerless, creating more of that survival response versus moving into a space of, you know that this money is coming, you decided that it's coming in, and you're practicing showing up from the energy of it being done. So just know that in this audio, that's the journey I'm going to be taking you on, from maybe feeling more of that crunchy, contracted, pressured, like you're forcing and pressuring and rushing an orgasm feeling, but with your money, to coming out of this practice, hopefully feeling connected back to that money already being here now, like it's done. What is it like to feel it like it's done? And moving about your day from that state, from that energy of it, it's here, it's coming, it's inevitable. If I knew without a fucking doubt, if the holy hand of God or goddess descended down and anointed me and said, this money will be here by X date, your bills will be paid. If you knew without a doubt it was written in the motherfucking stars that this money was coming, how would you feel? And then what would you do? And we'll circle back to those in a moment. So I want to presence you to how your body is feeling right now. And maybe you've already noticed in just me kind of giving a transmission here, some things starting to unwind in your nervous system. And if not, that's also okay. This is a practice for you to be here. And I want you to locate in your body all that concentrated energy that you might be feeling. And maybe it feels like it's dispersed everywhere, it's taking over your whole body. See if you can locate the strongest part, the most concentrated area. And invite in some breath, just in through your nose, out through your mouth. So you can breathe in your nose for a count of four and breathe out to a count of eight, if that feels good, or at your own pace. But we really want to invite in that in through the nose breath, which is going to help to soothe and calm your nervous system. Because if you're probably feeling activated, right? Or maybe it's possible that you're on the opposite side of the nervous system response and you're in more of a shutdown. Either way, we're just going to start with that kind of breath. And if that's the case for you, if you're more in like what I call passive possum, shutdown, resistance, heaviness, depression, lethargic feelings, we want to gently start to stimulate the nervous system to create momentum and safety with having that energy there for you to have available to take actions that are going to serve you, right? So just starting with that breath. And if you feel like it's something that requires more activation, more stimulation, can you gently begin to bring that breath in and let your body start to move gently. And you can do this no matter what state you're in, whether you're feeling very anxious or there's lots of energy moving through you, or you're feeling more of the shutdown. We're going to invite in some movement. Breathing, sounding, if you could express what you're feeling right now, if you could express that needy, desperate, or maybe even given up energy, like there's just no way I'm going to hit this deadline, so I'm just going to start to retreat and give up. Can you sound from that energy? Can you move from that energy? Can you give it expression? And if you are dramatic and theatrical like me, you can even let yourself go into a persona, a character, an archetype. For me, when I'm in the meltdown, the chaoticness, I like to imagine that I'm Moira from Schitt's Creek just having a dramatic meltdown in the closet. If I'm more in the like dejected, passive possum energy, I will kind of feel into like, I'm just Eeyore, nothing's working out for me. But you get to play and have fun with this as you start to regulate your nervous system. So if you feel like what you need is to calm yourself down, I want you to continue with that in through the nose, 4 count, out through the mouth, 8 count. And let your body posture and your movement be something that helps to soothe and calm you. So you can lie in the fetal position, you can cradle yourself, you can hug yourself, you can do some gentle rocking. And if you're more on the other side where you really need to stimulate and activate energy, you can start to do a gentle bouncing, shaking. So you kind of come into a stance with your legs hip width apart, or you can do it in your seat. If you have like an exercise ball, you can do hip circles, you can bounce, you can jiggle. Like, follow what is feeling good for your body and what it's able to do, but these are some suggestions. So you're coming into this buoyancy with your knees. You don't want them, your legs straight, but a gentleness in the knees, and you're just going to bounce and shake. Shake your arms out. You can shake your hips out. You can let your head go side to side or up and down and let your lips kind of flap. And you can do this even if you're feeling lots of anxious energy too. You can let that energy disperse and start to expel out of you. So whatever you're feeling drawn to, making sounds, inviting in any kind of touch, movement, posture, the breath that's going to help serve you. Just doing this for a few more moments. As you're doing this, I want you to feel the charge, almost like it's light that you can see, or the sensation you can feel. I want you to notice it going from 10, if it's there, to 8, just getting lesser and lesser, smaller and smaller, less and less charge. That light is getting dimmer and dimmer, smaller and smaller. And you can either see it completely dissolve and disappear, or maybe you see it disperse, almost like a firework, and then it just blends and fades out. And you can come into a rest position, or a position that feels comfortable or pleasurable, because this is where we're going to invite some arrows in. And if you need more time in whatever it is that you are doing to help your nervous system, or you need to pause and use some other tools, pause me, come back to this though, because it's going to be worth it, I promise. So we're going to invite in some pleasure, some eros, some sensuality. So all the breath, touch, sound, movement, posture, I want it to be more sensual, pleasurable, erotic for you. So breathing in a way that feels pleasurable, touching yourself in ways that feel pleasurable, sounding out any sounds of pleasure, circulating that erotic energy. If you like, you can imagine inhaling it up the back of your spine and exhaling it down the front, or just breathing in a way that feels good. So we're shifting from that energy of I need this money by X date to it's coming. So I want you to think about not how much money you need to pay the thing or the deadline, unless that is truly what feels good, but rather to think about how much money you desire. And not something that's going to blow out your nervous system. You can come back to your goal you've set for this container, whether it's monthly. And even if you're thinking about just paying a bill or, you know, a certain amount of bills, I want you to imagine a number that's overflow. Imagine money that's left over after you've paid all those bills, because we're not just here to attune you to barely enough or just enough. We're here to play an overflow in excess. We want you to drip in divine riches, excess, and overflow. So feel into that amount of money that is excess, that is overflow, that is consistent, if you like. And I want you to imagine that it's here now, it's done. And this is kind of like a quickie sex magic almost. So I want you to imagine that amount of money, all the things you needed to pay, taken care of. You don't even have to worry about it here. You just know, like, the money's there. These things are paid for. Feel that relief, that sense of being held and provided for and taken care of. Like, you can exhale into the couch that's holding and supporting you. You don't have to worry or stress. You can slow down. You can relax. Feel that relaxation. What do you see? You can close your eyes here if it feels good. What do you see that lets you know this money is here? And let it bring you pleasure. What do you hear? What do you taste? You smell? What are you touching, or what's touching you? Imagine that it's really here now. Amplify it, magnify it, make it as real and as strong as you can. Feel that sense of it's done, it's fulfilled, it's completed, it's inevitable, it's yours. Feel the feeling of it being yours right here, right the fuck now. And how does it feel to have this money? We're going to choose three emotions or feelings, and you're going to feel the sensations like we've been practicing to do a lot. So what's that first emotion you feel with this money being here now? And notice where you feel it and imagine amplifying it. Use your erotic energy. Use your pleasure that you're bringing to your body to amplify that feeling, that emotion. How would you feel if this money was here? This money is here. How do you feel? Inhale, exhale. That blends and integrates into you. And now bring in the second feeling or emotion that comes with you having received this money. What does it feel like as sensation? Bringing that pleasure in. Magnify it, amplify it. Inhale, exhale, feel that integrate into you, and bring in the final feeling or emotion. And notice where you feel it in your body. What are the sensational qualities? Bring pleasure in, breathe into them, amplify them, make them bigger, stronger, deeper. You can even activate your voice, your throat chakra, and say things like, oh my God, I'm so turned on that this money came in. Like, I knew it was gonna happen. Of course this money fucking came in for me. I'm so grateful. Really do anything that helps you make this as real as fucking possible. If you need to look at a fake bank account, if you need to hold money in your hands or hold it to your heart or caress it over your pussy, if you need to jump up and down like you're excited, if you need to imagine that you're texting a friend with gratitude and tears in your eyes, really go there. Be as theatrical and dramatic as you like. Be the best motherfucking actress you've ever been. Inhale, exhale, let that integrate into you. And just let yourself bask here for a moment. And as you're sitting here, you can just continue breathing, touching, sounding, moving in any way that feels good. I want to drop us into a quick little conversation and transmission around your standards and your norms, your energetic set points, your expectations, right? So if you're someone that has had experiences with missing deadlines or feeling stress around deadlines or getting right there to the deadline and not having enough money, we want to raise your expectations to the place where my bills are always paid on time. My team is always paid on time. My coach is always paid on time. This is always paid on time. I always have more than enough money after all of my bills are paid. I always have excess at the end of the month. So I want you to just for a moment here, feel into where you sense your energy with the expectation and the set point for deadlines. And we want to raise that to a minimum of, I expect that my bills are always paid on time, that I always have more than enough money, that there's always money left over after I pay everything that I need and desire to pay, and then some. And feel that energy of excess, of overflow, but also feel the consistency and the safety and the certainty in the expectation. Like you just expect it. That's just how it is for you. And there's neutrality around it. Giving yourself permission here to explore what that feels like. Or if it doesn't matter whether you're like, we want to get you to this place where it's like, well, maybe I expect to have my bills paid and have excess, but you're trying to make more money. Can you raise your expectation to be more excess? That you'll be surprised and delighted by that quote unquote deadline. So if you are like, I want to make 30K by the end of the month, or I want to make 100K by the end of this quarter. Can you drop into this energy of the expectation is that not only are you going to do it and that it's certain, but that you're going to be mind blown, ravished, surprised, and delighted? Can you move into the expectation that all the right people, places, and things are lining up in your pleasure and favor right now for you? That it's always working out for you beneath the surface and behind the scenes, no matter what it seems like. So feel that expectation. What is it like to be the woman who expects that things are always working out for you, that you will always be mind blown by the outcome? And can you release any restriction or constriction around the deadline? Can you almost let it melt away? Can you become neutral with it, where it's like, the deadline is just this thing that my ego chose? But can you let it be light and playful instead? Like, oh, wouldn't it be so fun to make X amount of money by X date? But instead of it coming from that place of I need to, or else it means this about me,
or else this will happen, this bad thing will happen, or else I'm bad or irresponsible or whatever, or failure or loser or fraud. Let it be lighter and playfuler, even if just 1%. So this is what I invite you to play with for the rest of your day. Releasing the pressure. You can even imagine that the deadline is like a clitoris that you're just pressing on and grinding into and like holding your breath, and then just take the finger off, take a deep breath, release. Let it just exist there with neutrality, without meaning something about you, whether you hit it or don't, but also holding the duality of the expectation that of course you're going to have more than enough money by that deadline. It doesn't mean that you just drop into resignation or, oh, I guess maybe I'll make that amount of money. Like, you get to fucking decide. You know what it feels like to have that amount of money. We just did that. So show up from that energy. And from here, what is the next baby step you can take that will support you? And some examples are, it's going to be different for everyone, but it's like, maybe it's a money-making activity. Can you send an email? Can you write an inspired post? Do you need to contact the credit card company and ask them to push your payment an extra few days? Can you change payment dates if it's really stressing you out? Can you drop the deadline if that feels good? And it's a situation where you're able. Like, what is the action step that is going to help create freedom and pleasure and no stress or pressure, but relief and lightness and freedom and pleasure and turn on? And I want you to go take that action with some pleasure and then celebrate yourself. Mwah.